there is a push on locally to find potential stem cell donors. A number of swab-in registration events are being held, and ethnic diversity is encouraged to help build a robust registry. The events are open to the public and students. Stem cells can treat several kinds of blood cancers as well as approximately 80 other medical conditions, including sickle cell disease and, in some cases, multiple sclerosis, said second-year Nipissing University nursing student Hayden Lloyd. I've learned a lot working on this project. What we're hoping to promote during the swab-in is awareness for everyone and a record number of people registering as potential donors. The need to find good matches from the list of matched unrelated donors, MUD, and the number of patients exceeds what is available on the Canadian Blood Services Registry and the HEMA Quebec Registry, according to a release. Thankfully, registries around the world are linked to help find matches. There is a significant need to recruit more donors. Currently, there are more than 900 Canadian patients waiting for a match. Canadore hosted an event to register potential several years ago to register stem cell donors. It's great to be holding a registration drive again, said Aaron Mitchell Medical, secretary at the Canadore, Nipissing Health Center. The Rotary Club of Nipissing, Nipissing University Nursing Society and Canadore College, and Canadian Blood Services are hosting swab-in registration events for potential stem cell donors. You need to be 17 to 35 years of age to become a donor. To register as a donor, attend one of the three swab-in events to be held on Wednesday, March 29 and Thursday, March 30. At the registration desk, you will complete a brief screening survey online, and, once you are screened, complete a cheek swab kit. Wednesday, March 29, 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. at the Education Center, 100 College Drive outside the Health Center. Wednesday, March 29, 5 p.m. to 7 p.m. at the Canadore Residence, 15 College Drive. And Thursday, March 30, 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. Canadore Commerce Court campus outside the cafeteria. For general information, go here. The local contact is Colin Vickers, a grateful stem cell recipient, at stemcells.rcnn@gmail.com or 705-845-8909. In stem cell transplant terms, this photo was on my zero day, reflecting the several days of chemo treatment ahead of the transplant and the 100 days after that are key to your initial recovery. I received my transplant on October 1, 2021 and celebrated my first rebirth day on October 1, 2022. My recovery continues to go well.